E. A new religion of anti-humanism. In addition to hijacking environmentalism as a political movement, communist influences have turned environmentalism into an anti-humanism cult. Michael Crichton, the author of Jurassic Park, once said that environmentalism is one of the most powerful religions in the Western world today. He believes that environmentalism possesses the typical characteristics of a religion. There's an initial Eden, a paradise, a state of grace and unity with nature. There's a fall from grace into a state of pollution as a result of eating from the tree of knowledge, and as a result of our actions there is a judgment day coming for us all. We are all energy sinners, doomed to die, unless we seek salvation, which is now called sustainability. Sustainability is salvation in the Church of the Environment. Crichton believes that all the creeds of environmentalism are a matter of faith. It's about whether you are going to be a sinner, or be saved. Whether you are going to be one of the people on the side of salvation, or on the side of doom. Whether you are going to be one of us, or one of them. This view has been recognized by a number of scholars. William Cronin, an influential environmental historian in the United States, believes that environmentalism is a new religion because it proposes a complex set of ethical requirements with which to judge human behavior. Renowned scientist and quantum mechanist Freeman Dyson, quoted earlier, said in an article in the 2008 New York Book Review that a worldwide secular religion of environmentalism has replaced socialism as the leading secular religion. This religion holds that despoiling the planet with waste products of our luxurious living is a sin, and that the path of righteousness is to live as frugally as possible. The ethics of this new religion, he elaborated, are being taught to children in kindergartens, schools, and colleges all over the world. Many environmentalists do not shy away from this subject. Rajendra Pachauri, former head of the IPCC who resigned following a sexual harassment scandal, said in his resignation letter that environmentalism is my religion. As environmentalism becomes more ideological and religious in nature, it has become increasingly intolerant of different views. Former Czech President Klaus believes that the environmental movement is now more driven by ideology than science. Instead, it is a quasi-religion aimed at destroying the existing society. This new religion, like communism, describes a wonderful picture of utopia, that is, using human wisdom to plan the natural environment and rescue the world. This salvation is based on opposition to existing civilization. For example, the chairman of the advisory board of the United Nations University for Peace and the architect of the Kyoto Protocol said, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse?" Klaus summarized his views, "If we take the reasoning of the environmentalists seriously, we find that theirs is an anti-human ideology." He agreed with biologist Ivan Brezina that environmentalism is not a rational scientific answer to ecological crisis, but boils down to an overall denial of civilization. Environmentalism foments hatred between people by attacking people of different opinions, all in the name of protecting the environment. Evident in this hatred and extremism is a radical anti-humanism. Canadian political critic Mark Stein says that according to the environmentalists, we are the pollution, sterilization is the solution. The best way to bequeath a more sustainable environment to our children is not to have any. He gives the example of Doni Vernathley, a British woman who had an abortion and was sterilized because she believed having children is bad for the environment. This thinking regards man as the chief culprit in destroying nature. It places the natural environment as a supreme priority, far beyond the sacred position of human beings, even by means of controlling human fertility and depriving people of their very right to existence. This view is no different from communism, and is anti-human at its core. This new religion replaces the traditional belief that man is master of the earth. This combination of religiosity, totalitarianism, the coercive unity of ideas, and the anti-capitalist revolution, cannot guarantee the protection of nature by human beings. On the contrary, it will destroy existing civilization, existing freedoms and order, and create unprecedented panic and chaos, leading humanity down a wrong path. This is the true design of the communist influences behind environmentalism.